Well, I'm going to preach a word I never thought I'd preach here at Wellspring. So it's going to be interesting. So just being a little real. Hashtag the struggle is real. I'm just letting you know that. All right. So it's going to be interesting. So we're going to talk today about praise and worship, which I'm like, Lord, really? Praise and worship. They got that in the bag, I think, at Wellspring. I mean, really, I think they do, you know. But the Lord's like, no, I want you to preach on something a little bit pertaining to that. So I'm just going to preach on that today. So what happens when we praise and worship? What happens when we praise and worship? So praise gives acknowledgement, honor, credit, approval, admiration to God that he has done great things in your life. Is that right? That's what praise is all about. It's putting it down into a nutshell. I mean, there's a lot of different words out there, bigger words than I can spell or pronounce. But let me tell you, praise is all about praising about what he's done in your life. Amen. That's what it is. Yeah. When we praise God, it makes him appreciate us. Amen. Not that he doesn't appreciate us already, but he's like, oh, they're praising me. I want to be down there. I want to be right there in their midst. Doesn't it say that, you know, that he will be in our midst? Doesn't it say that somewhere in the Bible, you know? Doesn't it say God inhabits the praises of his people? Amen. That's right. He inhabits the praises of his people. How about when you or me, we get praise? You know, don't we want to be a little bit closer to that person? Hey, Ronnie said such a nice thing about me. Ronnie, let's be friends. I mean, I like this Ronnie. He said nice things about me. And, you know, I'm like, oh, I need to get to know him a little better. You know, don't we draw to that? The same way with the Lord. He draws closer in when we praise him. Amen. Just tell you a little story. You know, when I was little, my grandmother told me this, and I was little at the time. I was about, I think, about 8 or 9, something like that. And it was my Gaga. We called her Gaga. You know, way before Lady was ever in the picture, we called her Gaga. She was the original Gaga. Let me just let you know that. She is the original Gaga. She's the original everything. So, original Gaga. So, we were playing ball in the backyard. I was throwing the ball. I was in baseball at the time. Just throwing the ball back and forth. And then she told me that I said something that was very impactful. I said, Gaga, you're a blessing. Wow. At 9 years old, I said, Gaga, you're a blessing. And she told me that story many years later. She's like, Van, that meant so much to me. That meant so much to me that she would say that, that she would always try to, and she was always that way towards all the grandkids. She always loved us, wanted to be around us, did things with us, but it made her appreciate things. And because of what I was doing, I was praising her. She wanted to be closer to me. Amen. Praise is your testimony. When we praise and worship, praise is your testimony. It's yours. Nobody can deny it. No one can say all that didn't happen. Praise is your testimony. It is. It really is. It's what God has placed into you, what he has brought you through, and you're giving him praise. Where no matter where you've been through along the way, you're giving him praise. You're like, thank you, God, for what you brought me through. Thank you, God, for what you've done for me. I want to praise your name and bless you, Almighty Father, because you have good things in store for me. And I want to thank you for what you've done and what you're continually to do in my life. That's what praise is about. We're going to talk about another thing, worship. So worship gives acknowledgement, honor, credit, approval, admiration to God for who he is. Amen. Praise is because of what he's done in your life. Worship is because of who he is. Amen. That's good, isn't it? Amen. I know in my life, you think of yourself as a person. Sometimes I forget I'm a father of three at times. Sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, wait a minute, I have three kids. So it just kind of dawns on me every once in a while, sneaks up on me. I'm like, oh yeah, I am. And then there are times, I mean, maybe you other parents don't struggle with that, or grandparents, but sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, I got three kids. Yeah, that's true. So it's a blessing. It's a blessing. So my son, sometimes I'll just be sitting on the couch, and my son will come up, and he'll just come up to me beside me. And I'm like, right, he's right there. He's sitting right there just doing our little thing for a moment. And then he just kind of just just sitting there right next to me. I'm like, well, son, because whenever I do that, I'd want something. So I'm like, okay, son, what do you want? You know, I'm thinking of that in my mind. But then he says this, which is very, it blesses me. He's like, Dad, I just want to be around you. Come on. Come on. I just want to be around you. I don't care what you've done for me. I do care, but I do love you for that. But I just want to be around you because you're my father. Come on. That's what worship's about. We just want to be around our father. He's done great things for us, yes, but because of who he is. Who he is in our life. That's worship. That's worship. We want to thank him for everything he's done. We want to praise God. But when it comes to worship, we want to thank you for who you are, Father, the creator of the heavens, the one who sent his son to die on Calvary 2,000 years ago, die on the cross for our sins. We thank you, Lord, for who you are, that you are a good God. Amen. Praise and worship is like the Swiss Army knife in our lives. Come on. I mean, you remember a Swiss Army knife. I remember that. I had the best Swiss Army knife, let me tell you, when I was little. You know, I was probably 10 years old. I was in Cub Scouts. I was like, I found this that my, I don't know if it was my grandmother or if it was one of my uncles who gave it to me, but I found this Swiss Army knife. I got this Swiss Army knife, and it had everything, let me tell you. It was like this. It's about as big as this microphone. It was massive. And I'm like, and then I'm like pulling apart all every little thing. And I'm like, okay, it's got a screwdriver. It's got a can opener. Oh, look at that. It's got a spoon and a fork. And then it has a chainsaw. I'm just kidding. Not a chainsaw. It didn't have that. Just kidding. It didn't have that. That would have been pretty amazing, though. But it would have been. But it had everything. I was like, man, if I go camping, I got this. So whenever I go camping, I'm like, I got this. Had a little saw on it. I'm like, yeah, that's good stuff. Me and Ted could go out into the woods and we'd be fine for days. Let me tell you, if I had that Swiss Army knife. But that's how praise and worship is. It's the Swiss Army knife for what you need in your life. You need God for a breakthrough. Come on, praise him. If you want to see God do some great things in your life, praise him. Worship him. You need to intercede for someone, praise him. Worship him because he's so true to his word. Come on, that's good stuff right there. Amen. Let's just turn your Bibles to Psalms 95. Psalms 95. And the best way to learn about praise and worship is in the Psalms. David had it going on. He knows what's going on with praise and worship. He knows what it's all about. Being close to the Father heart of God, you will know what praise and worship's all about. And David knew it. Psalms 95, 3 through 7. Thanks, Jan. Appreciate you putting that up there for me. You're so nice. Psalm 95, 3 through 7. For the Lord is great. For the Lord is the great God. Come on. Why is he great? Because of what he's done. That's David praising the Lord. The Lord is great because he's a great God, because of what he's done in my life. How many know that David was running from the enemy? How many know that David was prophesied to be the next king of Israel? How many know that David was betrayed by his son? Many things happened to David, but he then said, for the Lord is the great God. He went through a lot, and he can still say that the Lord is a great God. The great king above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it. Now he's going from praise to who God is. For he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are his people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Come on. That's worship right there. First David says praise. He's like, I'll tell you what God is. He's great because of what he's done for me. And then he says, I worship him because of who he is. When we praise and worship, it comes down to those two things. We praise him because of what he's done in our lives. And we worship him because of who he is. Amen. So whenever we worship, whenever we praise, it's nothing. It's not hard. It's not rocket science. I don't need a formula to get everything done right. I don't need that. Those things are good. Do an advanced, you know, advanced worship thing. That's great. But knowing what the basis of the foundation is, as long as you're getting that right, then it's true worship. It's true praise. We see David do many different things in the Psalms through praise and worship. In Psalm 3, when he fled from his son Absalom, he wrote a song about that, praise and worship. In Psalm 16, he was praying for others, praise and worship. Psalm 18, deliverance from Saul and his enemies, praise and worship. He's continually praising and worshiping the Lord. Psalm 30, when the dedication of the temple came. Psalm 39, for a friend called Jaduth. And Psalm 51, after David had sinned with Bathsheba, he still praises and still worships God. In Psalm 63, when he was in a desert of Judah, still praise and worship. In Psalm 60, when his friend Joab killed 12,000 men and got the victory, still praise and worship. Let me tell you, praise and worship is powerful. It's your Swiss Army knife. It's your weapon of warfare. Certain things are going to happen in your life, but you'll be like, yes, I know that this works. Because when your family doesn't agree with you and standing on God's word that you've received from him, praise and worship. Come on. When you need a breakthrough in your life, when you need God to do something that's going to be supernatural because you don't see any other way out of it, praise and worship. Come on, use that Swiss Army knife. When the enemy is coming against you or coming against your family, praise and worship. You know, when you have fallen and you want to get back up, but you're not quite sure, praise and worship. When the Lord shows up in your life, praise and worship. Come on. When you get the victory, and it's easy not to do it after that, you're like, okay, I got the victory, I'm good. No, praise and worship. Amen. So, Daniel, let me get you back up here. We're going to play a little something here in a minute. I'll let you decide what song you want to do.
I already know it.
Good. Perfect. Love it when the Lord does things. It's so great. It's so great. It really is. So, what I want to encourage you, I know this is a little bit shorter word than maybe you're used to, and that's okay. The Lord didn't give me a lot, and it's all right. There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with that. Amen. It's okay. I'll preach double long next time. How's that? I'll preach double long next time. Well, that's true. Well, what the word of the Lord is, it doesn't have to be long. It just has to be him. It just has to be him. It's good stuff. So I just want to encourage you. I just want everyone just to close your eyes. Just focus on the Lord for a minute. Just everybody close your eyes. If you want to bow your heads, that's fine. If you want to lift up your hands, that's fine. That's all right. I just want everybody just to have your time to get into your quiet place with the Lord. Just for a moment. And I spoke to you about praise and worship today. And there's a lot of things that are going on that I feel in the spirit that there are definitely some struggles. Some people need miracles in their lives. Some people need favor. Some people need provision. Some people need freedom. I just feel that right now the Lord spoke to me about that. And I just want you, as Danny's going to play, just stay seated. If you want to get up, you can. But just keep that your alone time with God right now. As Danny's going to play this song, I just want you to praise and worship him right now. Just praise him. Just give that all to God. Let that be a weapon of your warfare. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Danny.
Jubilee, this is the year of Jubilee. Lame now walk, blind now see. This is the year of Jubilee.